Well, today we celebrate a brand new feast day that's just been added to the church. Back in March, Pope Francis and the Congregation of Divine Worship said we should add the beautiful liturgy of Mary, Mother of the Church, to the day after Pentecost. So it's such an appropriate day. Yesterday at Pentecost, we celebrated the birthday of the Catholic Church, the baptism of the Catholic Church, the confirmation of the Church. All these things took place on Pentecost when the Holy Spirit descended upon Our Lady and the Apostles. And Our Lady was there in prayer 9 days, making that novena to the Holy Spirit, asking the Holy Spirit to come down upon the Church. And as many of the saints have said, it was Mary's prayer that drew down the Holy Spirit upon the early church, upon the apostles, thereby calling, we call Mary the Mother of the Church. And this title goes all the way back to at least the 12th century. There was a 12th century bishop that called Mary the Mother of the Church. Leo XIII, in his Rosary encyclical in the latter part of the 19th century, said that when the Holy Spirit came down upon Our Lady and the Apostles at Pentecost, she was truly Mother of the Church. Remember Vatican II, 1964, in the most important document, in the crowning chapter on the document on the Church, said that, gave Mary this new title, the Mother of the Church. After John Paul II was shot and his life was spared, he had a mosaic made to Mater Ecclesia, Mary, Mother of the Church, outside his apartment so he could see it every day. This image of Mary, Mother of the Church. Usually we see it as Mary gathered with the apostles and the tongues of fire coming down upon her and the apostles. In this liturgy that we'll be using today, the preface says that it is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, and to proclaim your greatness with due praise as we honor the Blessed Virgin Mary. Receiving your word in her immaculate heart, she was found worthy to conceive him in her virgin's womb, and giving birth to the Creator, she nurtured the beginnings of the Church. It's a very important point that when did Our Lady become Mother of the Church? It was at the Annunciation when Mary said yes to Jesus and took Jesus into her womb at the Incarnation. She became the Mother of the Church because Christ is the head of the Church. We are his members. When Mary said yes, when Mary gave her fiat and said yes, that's when she became not only the Mother of God, but the Mother of each one of us. Therefore, the Mother of the Church. And so it says, so giving birth to the Creator, she nurtured the beginnings of the Church. Then the preface goes on to say, standing by the cross, she received the testament of divine love and took to herself as sons and daughters all those who by the death of Christ are born to heavenly life. So that's the second image, is Mary at the foot of the cross. And when Jesus was dying on the cross, he saw John, the beloved disciple who represented the church, who represented all of us, his beloved disciples. He said, "Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother." And that's when this declaration was made public, that Mary was to be the Mother of the Church, the mother of all his beloved disciples. And then the prayer concludes by saying, as the apostles awaited the Spirit you had promised, she joined her supplication to the prayers of the disciples and so became the pattern of the church at prayer. So it was the Pentecost that this was made manifest as well, when Our Lady's prayer drew down the Holy Spirit upon the apostles. Raised to the glory of heaven, she accompanies your pilgrim church with a mother's love and watches in kindness over the church's homeward steps until the Lord's day shall come in glorious splendor. So now the church concludes that preface by seeing Our Lady in glory in heaven, interceding and praying for the church, the pilgrim church on earth, because she wants each one of us to get to heaven. She wants the members of the church, all of us, to get to heaven to be with her divine son one day. And so it says she watches, she prays, she intercedes as the church on her pilgrimage is heading towards, God willing, its homeward steps until the Lord comes again in glory. So Mary truly is mother of the church. So remember those four points. The Annunciation, when Mary said yes, she became the mother of Christ, and of course, because of that, the mother of the church. The Mary at the foot of the cross, where it said, "Woman, behold your son, son, behold your mother." Remember Pentecost, the descent of the Holy Spirit upon Our Lady and the apostles. And then think of Our Lady in heaven, assumed into heaven, crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth, continuing to love and mother the church and to intercede for us on our pilgrim way to the kingdom of heaven. And let me just end with the lyrics of my dad's songs. As you know, my dad, back in the 1972-73, went out to Hollywood, California, and he made two albums then, Mary Songs and More Mary Songs, all beautiful songs about Our Lord, the Blessed Mother, and Saint Joseph. Then he went back to Hollywood in 1985 and made two more albums, Mary Songs 3 and Jesus Songs. And he recorded these in the same studio where Bing Crosby recorded White Christmas. It was a famous studio. He had a Donna Summers drummer, Kenny Loggins guitarist. They were all professional musicians. And so fortunately, I'm not going to sing this for you because I was not inherited that talent. But I will read the lyrics of my dad's songs called Mary, Mother of the Church. It says, he writes, "She gave life to the source of life. God's was the life she bore. In each one who shares this life, she brings him forth once more. Mary is mother of the church. Alleluia. She gave the living God his birth. Alleluia, alleluia. She gave flesh to the Lord of flesh. He gave his flesh as bread. In this bread we are the flesh of him whom she once fed. Mary is mother of the church. Alleluia. She brought all humankind its worth. Alleluia, alleluia. She gave love to the God of love. He showed his love as son. By this act of Mary's love, God's life and ours are one. Mary is mother of the church. Alleluia. She brought the love of God to earth. Alleluia, alleluia. And so we pray today on this feast day, Mary, Mother of the Church, pray for us.